done with the radio. Got one more to go, I guess.
Crime, I suppose. I think what I want to do is
may want to do that. Now, there's another twist to that, which is
Clemente.
Clemente, yeah. And it's sort of a special sports event. I mean, you're not intruding on that one, really, because the President of the United States, there's a reason for the President to be at the opening.
Disadvantages of watching and having to come back.
Yeah, I know.
If you have to look good weather, it should be too bad.
Well, I know, but that's right. Actually, we can, but I don't think I really, at that point, will want to stay on 20 at home. I'll still have a fourth of the bit out there. Which I think will be enough.
Take off that Easter period you have in Florida, which is for sure good weather in the latter part of April.
Yeah, that's why Easter coming late.
We had a congressional recess starting on the 20th.
Yeah. Running how long?
Well, the Senate comes back on the 25th. The House doesn't come back until the 30th.
It should.
The House is taking 2 weeks, right now, a week and a half.
Well, there wouldn't be any reason for us not to do, frankly, take some time.
But you could go and just open-ended, just go down and stay as long as you feel like it. Just not schedule it.
Just not schedule it then that week. Through the
30th.
Right.
And wait, and if it's good weather and you're enjoying it,
yeah. You can and stay. And that way, the California thing will go out and be back on Friday. If I have it at the end, that's pretty good. Friday, that's enough. I don't have to do much preparation for June because I have Saturday and Sunday. Incidentally, coming back to the game, is there a way we could come Well, it's at least Pittsburgh 4 hours and 15 minutes, plus three, that's 7 hours and 15 minutes, that's seven.
Can't sit here until you're 5 in the morning.
I don't think that's a good idea, but maybe that's a better idea, frankly.
Than spend the night in Pittsburgh.
Exactly. And a better idea than coming.
Just go to bed early the night before. Start adjusting to Eastern time.
And another way to do it, actually, another way to do it, could I suggest, why the hell stop on the way back to California?
Go to Chicago or someplace.
No, I hadn't thought of that. No, I was thinking Pittsburgh is only 30, 40 minutes from here.
Oh, I see. You can go to...
Why don't you just come back to Washington
Thursday night
and go out to Pittsburgh in the morning? I really think that makes a hell of a lot more sense. But then leave California so you have a full day there, see? Leave at 5 o'clock. You know, this idea that you have to get in here before midnight is nuts. You're not going to go to sleep anyway. You leave at 5, that's 7, 5, 8, 12, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 1:30, whatever it is. But you leave, have a full day there in California that way. And then I would get up the next day and just go into Pittsburgh. Much the best way to handle that. Because getting up in the morning would be unconscionable. Okay.
Bush had a luncheon over at the Alibi Club, which is, and this is a good move, but he had a,
what's the Alibi Club?
It's a little, like a house, I guess, over on High Street. It's a small
music club.
There's only 20 members or something. It's an old, it's like something you see in San Francisco, an old house. And
the member?
Yeah. There's a dining room it's like a front home dining room. They have a huge wooden table that seats, I would guess, about 20 people around the table. And they have an oyster lunch, and they have steamed oysters, and they put big bowls of oysters. It's a raw wood table, unfinished. Put the buckets of oysters on, and you open them up and eat your oyster and throw the shells into the bowl in the center of the table. But he had a good mixture of people. And Tom Moore and deputy over at Defense, Clements, and Potter Stewart, and Pat Wilson, new Republican finance chairman, and Bill Brock, and Bud Brown, and Sonny Montgomery, and Frank Fitzsimmons, and just a mixture of people.
I mean, that kind of a lunch, I used to do that in Washington a great deal.
It's a good thing.
It's something that Agnew ought to do more. Damn asshole does not do it.
You ought to do that.
I used to go, incidentally, those lunches are productive.
You don't
and they it. And they are, and they're fun. And, you know, you're sitting up, not on lunch, with women, see.
Sure.
Just sit around. You sit around, you talk, and the people are all on the same level of intelligence, so you don't have to have to catch up.
And he had Tom Moore give him a little rundown on the POWs. That's what everybody's interested in. Well, Moore did a hell of a job. He said, let me start out by saying that all of you, even though you're not all Republicans, you're all supporters of the president. I know you are. Looking right at it. Just let me say to you that where we are today, not just the POW return, but this whole thing in Vietnam, is totally and solely due to the courage of the President of the United States. He said, there's no way we'd be here now for him, for what he's done. And he went into he did a hell of a good job on that pitch. Then he went into
what did he talk about?
The POW story. He told about the
Bay of Can he talk about other things, the May decision, that sort of thing?
Basically, December. He spent more time.
Oh, yes, of course.
He said that's where all he was. He said, all this crap, that's the other advantage of men. You can talk to people bluntly. He said, all this crap that the press, and he was very anti-media, the press is shoveling out of the mad bomber business and all that. He said, he knew exactly what he was doing. That was a carefully thought through plan. We used B-52s because we had to use B-52s for two reasons. One, the weather at that time. We couldn't have done precision bombing with anything else. And the other, we needed to move fast. We needed to knock out a lot of stuff and knock it out quickly, have a devastating effect quickly. And that's the only plane that can do it. He said, nobody else could have done it except the United States. And it was a hell of an operation. As they now know, we didn't. It worked beautifully. And anyway. He went into the POW thing, and what great guys our servicemen are, and recognize that this country's a hell of a lot better than people try to make it out to be. It's good.
Is this today?
This stuff, yeah.
They all probably got a hell of a kick out of it, didn't they?
I think so.
People like Fitzsimmons, this is a big throw.
He had Maurice Sands, he had Henry Crown in Chicago, and quite an interesting cross-section of people, which is also good. I think they all, they all enjoy seeing the other people.
Right. We will have to.
Well, we've got a lot to go on the backup level, because we've got, we've still got 250 super grade appointments and 100 in the executive level, roughly. I just got over this morning. That we still got some openings or potential that we're going to create. So there's still a ways to go. They get easier as we get moved down, though. We become less critical positions and we have more and more refined lists of candidates. Although as you get to lower levels, you probably people not want to lower level positions.
What do we do?
People
figuring they got whether they like it or not, you're here for 4 more years, and they better figure out some way of being on the inside.
Not only that you're here, but that you aren't going to coast. I mean, I think that the signals of the changes and all that also make it so you're not just going to sit here for 4 years. You're going to
preside over.
You're going to be here for 4 years doing something, and they better be careful that they're not on the wrong side of whatever is done.
I do think that we may be, because of the rather inept handling, is legitimate. You know, it's a, yeah, given it out there,
a little, some.
Of course, some people like the confession.
Right. And some of that's inevitable, and yeah, no matter how well you do it.
Yeah, much can be avoided, you know, people. It's just a question of, you know, you've got to, in that case, that's where a Finch is good. Because Finch always emoted confession. And I must say, so do all the resistance. Partly because they believe it. Right? But
it was good politics.
Yes. Right. Right. I think we can make our own people. But if they got the flag, they have masks, everything, it's all under control.
First and last night, they ran it out.
They have no more choice. Appears to me now that we've got the White House correspondence. The only other thing that we might do this year might be the radio. That isn't until June, you know.
Yeah, it's such a crappy affair.
Why might not do it?
You almost probably should do it like next year or the year after or something. You know?
Well, the point is, it's
spread
more. It's more important than the White House.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? For our we talked tonight, I can't remember the variety of press matters. Although I think some real people.
I was gonna say some of the radio television people go to the White House correspondents. And the White House correspondent, the radio television thing goes way beyond the people that we care about.
Yeah.
That's you know, it's true of all the grid actors as the AMP press people in there.
Oh, I know. I'll tell you what, Nick Wilson was very young, so he said we were talking about it coming over. And nobody's done more for the river. It's true, they do more. Not only did more, because I was vice president.
But more
effort. I've given them a shareholder's period of time, and they know that. They appreciate it.
And Climax, too, with the best show they've ever had or ever will have.
I've had a couple of others that were up to it, too.
Crappy one this year.
Save it there. You know, when you save their show, that's what it gets down to. George Bush doing ours.
And he won't be very good.
I don't think he will. I don't think
he does. He isn't the right kind for that. He'll be fine. He'll have cool on your side.
He'll look good.
He'll look good.
So forth.
The governor
may be very good.
Maybe. He just got a sense of humor.
No, he'll have these clever Hollywood writers that were writing some real stuff. But I hope it's vicious.
I do too.
I would like it to be just vicious and bad taste. But I don't think he will.
And you wouldn't think he would. I mean, you think somewhere he learned not to, but he hasn't yet.
So. They always learn at some point. But what would drive me nuts is, I mean, anybody who thinks girls talk to you about Roland Martin. That might be a good thing to do. Your keys can pull it together. I just, you know, you've got much choice.
Could be.
Thank you. well in advance. But they should be informed. The perception should be because Rogers is giving us dinner, this will be the fall. He's got a place big enough to have them all.
I guess so. Because for the first time, they're inviting two or three of the White House staff and two or three other cabinet people or something. Expanding some the diplomatic corps.
Well, that's a kind of thing, but I was thinking that if that's the case, so then let's throw one more evening in at this point. This or maybe two. I don't know. So we get one done in March, then we could, at least, we could have two evenings to pick up a whole lot of finance people. Finance, but always enough. I never again do I want to have it loaded so much with old parts. I always want to have about 100 younger people. You know, so they'll cheer. So we're going to put the young ones around like this. So if we have two diplomatic receptions, two evenings.
Makes it up.
Have about 200, always have 100 different clappers.
At least on that, if I could suggest, I would have.
I wouldn't have those goddamn congressmen and senators. Do you agree?
Yep.
Or do you? I don't know.
Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't run the leaders. They'll be honoring them anyway. They're all getting in the act. But I would have some celebrities present, you know what I mean? Our celebrities. I think they'd love to come, you know. And,
yep.
But let me see. They'd love to see Cary Grant, for example. I mean, the old ones. They're just all right, you know. And,
all right.
Don't you think so? Have them scattered around among them. Red Skelton.
Yeah. Counter to Jane Fonda.
It's really great the way they've handled that, isn't it? Sure, they would all agree they never go out to the those three guys that did come out of it, they're pissed off at them, aren't you? You know, I would think they're bastards. Guys saw it through. No, I think that's right. It's just better to be here in the White House. And it's more memorable for them.
Well, that's it. Me,
I think, too, we ought to find a way. I don't think we should bother with photographs through receiving one. I don't think that's good. The more I think about it. I think the best thing to do with them on that, though, is to give them a favor. Give them a little memento. Maybe the presidential conference. Don't you think so? Mm-hmm. Nothing more than that.
That would mean a lot to me.
But you see, you don't have to get, Bob. We won't have to get any expensive like that because we get, and it wouldn't show that we're doing so much more for these than guys that served and had to go back or disabled.
Yeah.
So I give cufflinks to everybody, you see. Cufflinks in this. Have them all with a menu card, place
sure.
Cards,
in the whole.
So if they have
all those souvenirs, those to those people,
imagine
just since
they are.
That's right. They are anybody who comes there.
Well, but I believe that making this season so called, or whatever it's worth, I really got it. The reason I got it's up to the diplomatic. This year is to get as much of this stuff on the way as
yeah,
we can.
Yeah.
And gulping it in, and then next year we can really cool it off. Don't you think so?
Yep.
Because I do not think the evenings and churches and everything. I think I would try to plan this year that we just kind of done in a very orderly way where we just have enough that people realize we're having something. Because there are more people that come in here and think that I go out every night, you know. Maybe you do.
Yeah.
And it's, of course, it's
practically darn near due.
I should
say they're not too
I do. I, no, I didn't. I don't. I do, but I do. I work every night. That's the point. Which they're absolutely right about. But if we could get this thing in shape, you know, you start out with a burst this way. Get them all fixed up. But we're moving.